With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jumping off into hour two here of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, 400 North Carrollton. Yeah. At Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics, along with former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, and they've got the cabbage and the black eyed peas right here as soon as you walk in for your New Year's Day meal. And you cannot miss it.
Boy, they got the cabbage and they got the characters, too. They had this one cat, I thought it was Will Ferrell. Yeah. It was like a movie coming in here.
Yeah, well, I
tell you, very entertaining. And if you're confident, you're confident. Just come shopping and just bring your look.
Speaking of Will Ferrell, what's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Will Ferrell, God, what was that one? The Wedding Crashers?
No, that's not a Will Ferrell.
No.
He was in it. Yeah, he was at the end.
He was in Wedding Crash when he crashed the funerals and all the end when he's living in his mom's basement.
His name is Chad. Ma, Meatloaf.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my God. But I like anything. My wife says
anything Will Ferrell.
So why do you like Will Ferrell? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a guy thing.
Because he's hilarious.
It's a guy thing because women don't necessarily.
They're not that
like,
juvenile.
He's juvenile. And he's like streaking, running along the car, and his wife looking
at that's the greatest thing ever.
But like what? I'm a Will Ferrell fan.
I am too.
So Anchorman.
Old School is my favorite.
Get Hard with Kevin Hart.
Get Hard was great. So Old School is my favorite, and my second, coming at a close second, is Talladega Nights.
I like Talladega.
All right, we'll refocus on LSU and
sorry about that.
That's all right. LSU tonight in the Peach Bowl against Oklahoma. We're going to have Mike Dettillier, college football and NFL analyst, after our first break. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Breaking down the matchup. And the other matchup tonight, Clemson and Ohio State, the other semifinal matchup. And I don't know about you two, but I just think LSU – I think LSU's going to beat Oklahoma, and I think LSU's going to play Clemson in the national title game.
I agree. Go ahead, Byron.
When you look at it, boy, there's a lot of history.
Yeah.
When you look, Clemson and Ohio State. But, they've only played three times. You know, Ohio State has been the whipping boy to Clemson. If you go way back, you remember – one of the greatest coaches in college football history, Woody Hayes, when the Clemson player intercepted the ball, and he punched him.
Yeah.
And he freaking punched him. He cold caught him, and then all of a sudden Woody Hayes is gone.
Yep.
But Clemson is 3-0 against Ohio State. They've never lost. But if you look at it right now, Clemson has won 28 straight games. It's the longest winning streak in the nation. And guess who has the second best? Ohio State. Ohio State has won 19 straight games.
Yeah.
So this is what the playoffs are supposed to be when you got two traditional programs who's had that consistency year in and year out, that being the Clemson Tigers and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Look, I think Clemson has gone through a season, like they say, it's a sleeping giant, right? They had a scare against North Carolina.
Yeah.
And that scare really woke them up.
Then they waxed everybody.
And after that.
And Trevor Lawrence was a turnover machine early on.
Well, I won't say a turnover machine.
He was throwing a lot of
interceptions. What I'm going to say is it was his sophomore year.
Yeah.
And in the first half of his sophomore year, he just wasn't playing up to what we wanted him to play up to.
Yeah. Because
you got to remember, he's still just a true sophomore.
Yeah. Then at the end of the season, he started playing at an elite level. He was throwing almost 70% completion. Yep. And he still had 34 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
So he just
started
protected
slow.
Football. He just started slow.
Yeah.
Probably, obviously, resting on his laurels. But you know what's another thing that is interesting and that I think is not in Ohio State's favor, but it can happen. Then all of a sudden you replace Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer's not there.
Yep.
But you got to give a lot of credit to Ryan Day, Ohio State's head coach. If you look at when Urban Meyer stepped down, that Ryan Day is trying to become the first-year coach to win a national title. I was talking about this in the break. Since Larry Coker did it at University at the U back in 2001.
Wow.
At University of Miami, Larry Coker won a national championship as the first-year head coach. And he was kind of nerdy looking. Yeah. He looked at Larry Coker, what he did. But they had so much talent, he couldn't help but winning a national championship.
Was it Dennis Erickson who preceded him, right?
Yeah, Dennis Erickson.
And so Dennis had what? He brought in all kind of recruits. I mean, these guys.
They had
just,
the players.
Oh, they had the players. Same thing that Urban Meyer did.
With Ryan Day.
Exactly. So all you have to do at the end of the day is
point the ship in the right direction.
I think what the schools did was they elevated from within. And those were guys that were already in the fold of what's going on. So all they have to do at that point, like you say, point the ship that way and let it sail.
Now, this is what I hope Coach O does in the future, building upon this. And it's not what have you done for me lately. It's not Coach Saban. It's Dabo Swinney.
Right.
If you look at what have you done for me lately, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney has the Tigers, that being the Clemson Tigers, in the playoffs for the fifth straight season.
Straight, God.
And they have reached the championship game three times.
There you go.
Can you imagine if Coach O takes LSU to the championship series, to the playoffs five straight seasons from now?
Yep.
So this would be one. And then you're in the championship game three times? What?
I think they're on that path. I think they're on that path.
That's a trajectory. That's what Coach O wants to.
I definitely think they're on that path.
Wants to build at LSU.
He wants to accomplish that.
And that's what Dabo Swinney has done at Clemson.
This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Donnie Rouse, one of the third generation of Rouse's who leads the company, wants to wish a happy, blessed, and safe new year to you and your family. College football and NFL analyst Mike Dettillier next here on WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics, breaking down tonight's Peach Bowl, number one LSU, number four Oklahoma, along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert, former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. We welcome in now NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike's insights into today's game brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, keeping you safe in the game. Mike, the hype is over. Now it's time to put this one on the field and see who is the best team in college football.
Yeah, well, it's going to be easy. LSU wins this. But, you know, it's an interesting matchup between the two teams because of the fact of what's happened postseason. And that is the suspensions by Oklahoma and losing their top defensive lineman and Ronnie Perkins. And then you lose your starting safety. Man, on a football team that it's one of the better Oklahoma defenses I've seen in recent years. They're only giving up like 25, 26 points a game. But you're placing now the most explosive offense in college football. To lose those two big cogs, I think shows up big today.
Now, you know, Mike, when you look at the top receivers in the nation, and obviously you look at LSU's receiving core, you know, that speaks volumes for itself. But where would you compare, like, CeeDee Lamb? Is he, like, in that mix, or is he the best amongst the best? Or, you know, looking, you know, forward for the NFL draft and prospects. I mean, is CeeDee Lamb, I know we've talked about this in the past. You're a big fan of his. But where do you rank him along with Chase and all that, you know, when you look at LSU receivers?
Well, Jamar's just a sophomore, but if he would be in this draft, he'd be a top 10 pick.
Okay.
I think that CeeDee Lamb is in that same area code as Jamar Chase and Jerry Jeudy from Alabama. He's that good. He'll be a top 14 pick in next year's draft, in 2020 draft. He's skilled as a route runner. He catches the ball out front with his hands. He's sneaky fast. That he's not noted for being a speedster, but he sets you up, and then all of a sudden you see the back of his heels. So he can make big plays for you, but he is a proficient route runner. He gets in and out of his cuts and breaks so cleanly. And in watching film this week of Oklahoma, of how much Jalen Hurts relies on him and down and distance spots, especially on third down spots, that he somewhat bird dogs him on those plays. He will eye him up and doesn't take his eye off of CeeDee Lamb. That's where he's going. And so that tips you off defensively. Here's the best part. Most teams haven't stopped it. Despite that I'm eyeballing him, and you know he's going there, most teams have not stopped him. And so it's to influence Jalen Hurts. That's going to be the key today for LSU defensively, is to get him moving a little bit, but cut off his lanes to run the football. When he has had difficulties, it has been when teams have sort of that sugar rush, just keeping him in that pocket and saying, okay, throw it. I dare you to throw it. And where he struggled is when teams have covered CeeDee Lamb pretty well, like Baylor had. In the championship game, Baylor did a good job of bracketing CeeDee Lamb and forcing Jalen to throw to another receiver, and he struggled with that at times. So I think that's the big key today, is not having Jalen Hurts. And Lincoln Riley has talked about this. The key to his offense is third down conversions. Yep. His deal is that, you know, even if it's third and six and third and seven, with a guy like Hurts, he gets you in the rocking chair. In essence, he can throw it for the first down, but he also can take off running it. One of the big matchups today is to watch in the middle between who I think is the best center in college football and Creed Humphrey. He's the only returning starter of their offensive lineman from a year ago, going up against Tyler Shelvin. They have a lot of designated plays, like designated draws with the quarterback, that Jalen Hurts follows Creed Humphrey up the field. When they run the football, they're not a big edge team. They run it, and they run it up the middle. Come on, it ain't about plays. It's about players. And Creed Humphrey, as much as I think Lloyd Cushenberry is a tremendous player, I think Creed Humphrey, in my opinion, is the best center in college football. And if he declared early for the draft, he would have a higher ranking than the center the Vikings picked last year in round one. He's that good of a football player. Former high school wrestler, got a lot of wrestling background with his dad, his uncles, his brothers. So, man, that must have been one hell of a deal in the backyard to have those guys duking it out of wrestling between them all. But he is a really good player, and he's the key guy for them up front, not only in pass protection, but also when they run the ball, they run the football sort of right up the gut. And those delayed draws by Hurts have really hurt a lot of teams.
Now, Mike, you probably read that article. Tyler Shelton, you bring him up. And I know Coach O's going to challenge him. What did he say? Ain't one guy can block me.
Right.
What are we going to see? Or what he's going to do against Humphrey. Because, okay, you know, about who's going to win, like you said, that one-on-one battle. Is Shelton talking a lot of smack? Or what is your take that maybe possibly can hold his own? Because I know it all starts up front. And the shortest route to gain yardage is north and south, not running east and west when you look at the speed of a team.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think he can handle Humphrey? It doesn't sound like that.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have two big bulls kind of running into one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. You know, Coach O told me, he said, hey, Mike, he said, man, I'm telling you, he said, Tyler Shelvin's down to 345. I said, Ed, I ain't never getting down on that scale. There ain't no way that dude is 345 pounds. I said, man, that thing would tilt if he gets on it. He just started to laugh. He said, well, I don't want you on the measuring stick either. But it's an interesting matchup, because what we've seen is Shelvin's played about 70% of the time, and then it becomes the freshman of Puaika. Does OU, once you give a little bit of rest to Tyler Shelvin, say, you know what, we're going to kind of go after the rookie a little bit. We're going to go after a Puaika. So I think Shelvin can hang with Creed Humphrey. I think he can hang with him. But they do a lot of rotation. Watch if once Shelvin's out of the lineup that they try to attack a Puaika up front. Because, again, Apu's a really good freshman player, but he ain't going up against just your average cat on the street here. I mean, Creed Humphrey can flat-out play. And the other guy defensively to watch, I mean, if you're a draft fan, is number nine for them, and that's Kenneth Murray. And I've been a big fan of his. I saw him in high school. He's been a 3-year starter for OU. In the last 2 years, Kenneth Murray, he's played weak side, and he plays in the middle now, but he started on the weak side. He's had 250 tackles, 28.5 tackles for losses, and 8 quarterback sacks in 2 years. Man, that's wow. Big-time production. He's quick. He's fast. He reminds me, and I told this to Babe, he reminds me of those LSU linebackers, of Debo Jones, Duke Riley. He's that type player in that he can roam the field really well east and west. He knows how to get around bigger men. I think that's a knack today. You're not just going to take on a big man and beat him every time. It's the ability to get around that big guy and get to the ball carrier. And, man, he's got a knack for it. And he's not the biggest linebacker in the world. They list him at 235. I don't quite think he's that big. But, man, can he run? And he comes to play each and every week. The problem with OU is their, I think it's going to be their inability to rush the quarterback. You can't cover forever. And I think that's when Joe Burrow is going to catch him. If they can't get a pass rush, it's going to be tough on a very young secondary that's starting one senior. Everybody else is sophomore junior. Man, I'm going after that secondary because I don't think they can, with a 4-man rush, get to Joe Burrow. The only team that really had success with 4, dropped 7 in coverage, was Auburn. But look at the cats that Auburn got up front. Man, come on, Oklahoma don't have that type of talent along their defensive line. Auburn got almost had like an all-star team up front along that defensive line. That's the big difference. And when you lose a guy like what they did to suspension in Ronnie Perkins, who Coach O desperately was trying to recruit a couple years back. He's a Missouri kid. And I remember conversations with him. He said, Mike, we think we got a shot at him. He wanted to leave Missouri, and it was between Georgia, LSU, and Oklahoma. And he decided to go to Oklahoma because he thought he could play quicker there. Well, he was right on that part. That's a big loss for them not to have their best pass rusher. And now what you're going to maybe have to do is send linebackers. And if you start blitzing, man, that's exactly what Joe Burrow wants you to do. Everybody thinks it's bad when they blitz. Bob, you know as a former quarterback.
If you know what you're doing, you want to blitz as a quarterback.
Right. And look,
you
Mike,
got one-on-one.
Yep.
And Mike, the other part is, too,
for you, buddy.
Thaddeus Moss. Watch him today.
That's what
because
I was about
if they try to do some blitzing, that middle's open, and it's going to be Moss.
And look, Mike, I was about to ask you that. Who's that one guy that nobody's talking about, right? Everybody's talking about Jamar Chase, Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the elephant in the room with that situation, Joe Burrow. But no one's talking about Thaddeus Moss. And then the way that Oklahoma is potentially going to play us on defense, I think they're going to try exactly what you just said, is they're going to try to put as much pressure on Joe as many ways as possible. And I think when they start blitzing linebackers, that's when Thaddeus Moss is really going to start eating them up. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's the X factor here today. And if you're Oklahoma defensively, what do you do now? If you play coverage, one of the things LSU has done, and Coach O has emphasized this, we still want to be a physical running team. So if you play coverage, I'm going to run the ball. Okay? And then when you start to cheat up, then we throw it. I do think that they got to take chances because you know you're not going to be able to match up. So you got to take a chance with a blitz. And if you do that, then the two things Joe, and I think he does it really well. One, that's the reason why Thaddeus Moss broke the single-season tight end reception mark. On a team loaded with stars, he breaks the mark for the most catches by a tight end in LSU history. So you go that route, or you throw the football out in the flat. Because that are you one-on-one with a defender. And if it's Tyron Davis Price, if it's Chris Curry, if it's John Emery, one-on-one, man, you got to make that guy miss, and then you out into the open field. So it's a difficult challenge for OU defensively. And I said this on another show yesterday nationally. There's a difference between being physical in the Big 12 and being physical again in the SEC. Come on.
NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillia. Mike, we're up against the clock, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, Mike.
All right. NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillia. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live at Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics, right here on WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, we're at 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. We love coming here. It's great. They got the all your New Year's Day black eyed peas and cabbage right there at the front door as soon as you walk in. We welcome in now Robert Van Vranken, store manager here at this location and on North Carrollton and Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Robert, this is a great location, and once again, thanks for having us out here. We love being out at Rouse's.
Sir.
Any
yes,
Rouse's.
Sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys being here. Hey, it's a great day for LSU. We're out here trying to support the team. We've got a lot of things going on along with the New Year sales, but we've got the Go Joe Burrows T-shirts for only $9.99. Limited edition. Y'all need to come in here and pick these up because they're going like hotcakes. This afternoon, we are grilling on the grill out front for $7.99, slab of ribs.
Whoa.
Barbecued right on the grill. And then starting at 1 o'clock, if you want steak and potatoes, only $9.99.
Uh-oh.
So we are ready for the game. We got king cakes, fresh king cakes, straight out of the bakery this morning.
Nice.
Y'all need to swing by and pick it up. We got everything you're looking for.
So you let Rouse do all the work and you do the eating. Right for the tailgate.
So now you guys understand it.
Yes,
now you start to understand it.
You have the catch fish, they'll bring the fish to you.
They'll bring the fish to me. That's it.
Just to kind of bring you in on the inside joke here is
it's not a joke.
He doesn't no
this is real.
He doesn't fish.
Like I don't
this
go
is
out
Rouse's reservoir to Herb Tyler.
This is
where he goes and gets his
this
fish.
This is where I drop my line. over there.
That's the way I do it.
Thank you very much. Hey. He understands. That man knows right
hey,
now.
Look, wrap it up in paper. I'm good
That's
to go.
It. That's it. That's good.
There's no line. There's no bait for Herb. He just goes right back to the seafood market at Rouse's and picks his fish.
Well, and you're ready to tailgate and ribs, whatever you prefer.
Yes.
Let them do all the work, and you just do the parting and the eating.
And look, it's not only just fresh market, it's the fresh vegetables, it's the fruit, it's all the, even the amenities.
Across the board,
it's every little thing that you need, the little novelties. You know, my wife and I, we bought a couple Christmas gifts from Rouse's for some people. They're really cool chopping blocks and just unique things to New Orleans that Rouse's catches.
It's more than a grocery store. It really is.
Hey, absolutely. You know, we call it, we like to make groceries at Rouse's.
Yep.
Making
groceries. And at Rouse's here in North Carrollton, we got a lot of folks making grocery today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on by and take advantage of it. We're ready for the New Year's, and we're definitely ready for game day weekend.
You know what one of the things I love the most about Rouse's is you ask somebody to help you find a store employee to help you find something, and they're not pointing.
Right.
They're bringing you to the item you're looking for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's our goal. You know, we want to be that store that people want to come back to, you know, because we take pride in what we do, and I got a great team here. They take pride in what they do, and we're here to help customers. And, you know, Rouse's, the answer is always yes. That's what we live by.
Yes, you.
And
there you go.
Robert's rocking the purple and gold
Rouse's
shirt today.
That's purple and gold. And Rouse's colors, the LSU Tiger colors, yeah.
Robert, give me your prediction, man. LSU and LSU at Oklahoma.
Let's see. I'm going all the way with LSU.
There you
I'm
go.
Thinking maybe 31-21.
I like that.
That's
I like
way
that.
Way under the over and under. But
like
hey.
Bobby said, I don't care if it's by 1 point or 31 points.
Listen,
I'll take that.
Just have to win the game. We don't get no style points for a blowout. You know, that's one thing. Oh, well, I don't want to be biting my fingernails or sitting on the edge of my seat. The bottom
no,
line
is,
no. Anybody, are you all nervous and you're squirming? The bottom line, just got to win the game and get to the championship.
And win the game.
Because it's not like we're trying to make the playoffs. No, we're in the playoffs.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about style points right now.
No, just win the game.
Robert Van Vranken, store manager here at 400 North Carrollton, the Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Anything you want to make sure you get out there that we didn't ask you about, in particular pregame preparations and New Year's?
Well, look, we are game day central. We have all your needs. We have party trays. We have sandwich trays, muffalata trays, wing trays.
Yeah, sandwich tray. We've been eating some of that, huh?
Yes, we have. Yes, sir.
Well, we're waiting to get the next break, maybe. Rouse's has some of the best fried chicken.
They do.
If you like fried chicken, come on. I mean, you know, who doesn't like fried chicken? I love it, and right here at Rouse's is one of the best places.
Absolutely.
We have everything in it. We even have sushi. If you're even here to eat healthy,
too, and it's good.
So you can go all the way to King Cakes, or you can go to sushi. We have everything you need.
Spicy
so.
Crunchy Roll is my favorite.
When do the ribs hit the grill?
They're on right now.
So $7.99, right?
We have y'all's already set aside.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, thank you. So the deal is a rack of ribs.
Rack of ribs, $7.99.
And then what comes with the
steak
ribs?
Steak and potatoes after.
And then afterwards, you have steak and potatoes for $9.99.
Okay, steak and potatoes.
Ribeye steak and a half potato, twice baked potato.
That's hard. That's a deal and a half.
Well, you don't have to do no work. All you got to do is just eat.
Here's the thing: like if you're hosting a tailgate party at your house, just come pick up a few steaks and the potatoes, and they'll be like, "Oh, you made this? You cooked this? You can just make say, hey, I did all that."
No, you just, and you can handle you just get the booze for the party, then you're already
you get everything you need,
but without sweating, that's it.
Speaking of booze, we have a great special going on in the back. We've got the Woodford and Gentleman Jack engraving going on right now.
Okay,
so you buy a bottle of either of those two brands. We'll engrave anything you want on the bottle
right now
through 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, nice. Sweet.
Robert Van Branken.
You got over an hour right here.
Store manager. Thanks so much for having us. We every time we come to Arouses, you guys do such a great job of just taking care of us, and I see the customers walking in very, very friendly and happy when they walk in here, and your staff is great.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys being here. Looking forward to a great game. Y'all doing a great job with a great show today.
Okay, Robert, yes, give us thank a go Robert. Tigers. Come on.
Hey, go Tigers. And also, who dat?
Who dat? Oh, yeah. All right.
Thanks, Robert. All right, we'll step away and come back. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Getting you set for LSU and Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl. We are at 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Get your cabbage and black-eyed peas as soon as you walk in the door here at Rouse's. And also, stock up on all your tailgating needs, platters, liquor, beer, soft drinks, chips, dips, and more for all of the celebrating and tailgating that's going to go on today and then the celebration later on tonight when LSU punches their ticket to the national championship game.
You know, I like a lot of history, and obviously, you like a lot of history? and I talked about Clemson and Ohio State, and Clemson is 3-0 against Ohio State. You know, LSU has only played Oklahoma two times.
Right.
And we are 1-1 when you think about the series. Now, when you go back, this is an embarrassment for LSU, and it was not an embarrassment, and they were both in the Sugar Bowl, so we 1-1.
Yep.
In 1950, now Tulane fans are like this, or they might not like it, but January 2nd, 1950, they played in the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma beat LSU 35-0. But that year, I'm looking at LSU, you know they upset Tulane, who was SEC champions. That's when Tulane was part of the SEC.
Yeah.
They beat Tulane 21-0, but Oklahoma beat them 35-0. That 82,000 folks in the Sugar Bowl at Tulane Stadium.
And the
Dallas News said Oklahoma overpowers the minor league LSU team in 1950.
Okay.
All right. 1950-30. Now, in 2004, well, I remember that, an overwhelming number one ranked team that season was Oklahoma.
Yep.
But then January 4, 2004, LSU beat Oklahoma 21-14.
Yep.
And you see him now, Chris. You remember Marcus Spears? It was 14-14. He intercepted a pass off a Heisman Trophy winner, Jason White.
Yep.
Returned at 20 yards. LSU ended up winning the BCS title.
Yep.
But that's when
they shared it, right?
They shared it with the Associated Press, USC.
Yep.
Finished number one in the AP poll after winning the Rose Bowl. You know, that was the last time. It'll never happen again. It was the last split title in college football history. So there's a lot on the line when you think about big games and LSU and Oklahoma. I would have thought they would have played more than two times, but it's a rubber match. It's 1-1.
Right.
And hopefully LSU make it 2-1.
It was something that you said that I picked up on. You said that Jason White was the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, that year.
Right?
Yep.
Think about Oklahoma's quarterbacks that's been the Heisman Trophy winners.
Oh.
I mean, you had two just recently, right, back-to-back, Jason White and then with Josh Heupel. What did
Josh
he win?
Heupel.
He won one. I mean, it's like, what are those guys doing up there in Oklahoma?
Well, Lincoln Riley's having a similar kind of success now.
Yes, yes.
Producing quarterbacks going back
but then,
to Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray.
But then ultimately what Bobby said is true. Even back then, they can come in undefeated, have all these accolades, they get in the big game, and what happens? They don't show up. They lose.
Well, listen, if I'm Oklahoma, this is where Oklahoma has a puncher's chance. Get up early on LSU and hold on. In other words, you know, you might have to pull out some tricks, a fake punt, some onside kick, something like that. If you get up, you're going to force LSU to play from behind, which they haven't done very often this year. And not to mention, I think that you know they're coming. You know LSU's going to score points.
Right.
You know it's going to happen. So if you're Oklahoma, you're kind of just willing to throw it all out there and then hang on because here it comes.
Well, ask Texas about that and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. To me, the only way LSU does not win, and this has not been the track record this season,
right,
if they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
And what I mean by that, again, it's the turnover margin.
Yep.
If you look, like I said, right now, Oklahoma this season, they're -7. Now, if all of a sudden, what if they're +2 for the game? Yeah, Oklahoma will have a chance to win if they're +2 because LSU would be, so to speak, giving them the game. Like I said, they only had, they threw 10 fumbles. They lost 10 fumbles, threw 8 interceptions, and they only forced 11 turnovers.
Yeah.
So, really, don't turn over the football. I don't see how Oklahoma can hang with LSU. It'd be a case in point. The LSU would almost have to beat themselves not to beat Oklahoma. I don't think that'd be the case if LSU comes out on top against Ohio State or Clemson.
Right.
No, I think you got to in other words, you got to be on the plus side maybe to win in those kind of games and the ball bouncing your way.
Right. You know, the vibe I get, and again, this they're in Atlanta, but just listening to all the press conferences and what I take away from it is it seems like it's an LSU team that is hyper-focused and just can't wait to get back to football and finish the deal that they started. They've talked about that quite a bit. The accolades, all the awards and all that stuff, yeah, those are nice, but I like the fact that they say that's not our end goal. Their end goal is not to win the SEC title,
to go in the
get a Heisman
circuit.
Trophy. Yeah, that's not their goal, and I think that's what's keeping them grounded.
And I've never liked the fact that the banquet circuit has been in between the final game of the season and the bowl game or now college football playoffs.
Well,
I don't like
that. And then Joe Burrow's even saying, like, he couldn't wait to get back to you know, you're flying here, you're
just
flying there.
Some sort of normalcy.
Yeah, and you go back to the routine.
Yep.
Where how you studying film, how you preparing for the game. So he welcomed that. Now, I think they were all well representative. Coach O, Joe Burrow, everyone, how they represented LSU. But now getting back to business, they were glad to get in that game week routine to prepare for the opponent.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I've talked to you guys since the I know I have Bobby, but how about the Heisman Trophy speech from Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah. I was about to touch on that. You know, since the SEC playoff, has LSU not become America's team? If you think about it, with the speech from Joe Burrow, all the other guys that are winning awards and trophies, and then everybody from every nook and cranny is supporting LSU in one shape, form, or fashion.
Well, LSU is a blue-collar team.
Exactly, with the exception of the national media.
Yeah.
Those guys really love Clemson. They really love Ohio State. And they can't stand Oklahoma. They think Oklahoma doesn't even deserve to be here.
Right.
And then us, they're just like, well, they're just number one, and they're just going to cruise through. Well, but you're not paying attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Six top 10 wins this year.
If you're from Louisiana, if you're an LSU fan, you are more proud of this team, Joe Burrow, Coach O, and everybody else, than you've ever been in such a long time.
Couldn't agree more, man.
You know, I think the national media, though, because that's in the boondocks. Have you been to Clemson, South Carolina?
Yeah.
No. The national media's on that bandwagon because what have you done for me lately? They've won.
Right.
From that perspective.
It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Two down, one to go. We're at Rouse's Markets, 400 North Carrollton here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.